You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Stay. Edition of the Gym Class here at KGYM. Great to have you aboard with us as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes joining me coming up in just a moment. Isaac on the other side of the glass. Great to have you aboard as we are presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union, and they are celebrating their 75th year. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by visiting their website, DuPaco.com. Good show coming up for you. We'll have John Bonenkamp join us, the Swiss Army knife of all things sports writing in Eastern Iowa. We'll have John on coming up in about 25 minutes or so. Beth Getz, the interim athletic director at the University of Iowa, meeting the media earlier on this afternoon. We'll discuss as well what she had to say and more. Get the latest as far as expansion is concerned. NBA schedule is out. They're going to try something bold, big, bold, and they hope beautiful coming up. Is it going to work? We'll see. That and a whole lot more. 319-366-1600 here on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class. That is the text line available to you. Phone line as well, 319-366-1600. As we come your way from our studios, the Circus Sports Iowa studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids and 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. And, a happy Thursday to you, Mark.
Happy Thursday to you, Scott. Good afternoon to you and Isaac and everyone out there. And kind of an interesting day around these parts.
Yeah, headlined by Beth Getz in her introductory news conference to members of the media down in Iowa City today. And, you know, as far as Beth is concerned, I think she said all the right things. It was a, you know, it was one of those, it's very much like a preseason news conference. It's very much like, I think, media day. You know, everything is going well, et cetera, et cetera. We are going to do our best to make sure that our athletic programs are the finest in the Big Ten and in the country. She said all the right things today, and I think she hit a home run today.
Yeah, I think so. I think by and large, she talked in many generalities, and maybe that's the thing that you need to do at this point, meeting the media for the first time, because there's really a lot on the plate. But my impression of her personality, communication skills, she checks all the boxes in that regard.
Yeah, she does. And you can kind of see why she was very highly sought after. She was someone that has been glowingly spoken about, Gino Auriemma. Among them, everybody else, places that she has been. And, yeah, I thought she did a good job today. The big headlines coming out today. Mark, we'll get to yours in a moment here because I know you were listening for one thing in particular. She said that as far as meeting with folks from the initiative and from I want to make sure I have this right here and say it absolutely the way it should be. Talked a little bit about conversations with the Swarm Initiative, the CEO, Brad Heinrichs. She has met with Brad, and they are going to be working together the way it sounds, which is a difference from Gary Barta. Not saying Gary Barta was right or wrong, just saying that Beth Getz is going to attack that differently. Talked about the ongoing gambling investigation, and she let it be known that she is optimistic that there could be some news in the coming days about the athletes that right now are at the center of the gambling situation here. So I think we are going to get that rectified here in the next few days. Talked about the women's basketball scrimmage at Kinnick, the Kinnick crossover against DePaul. Over 30,000 tickets have been sold. There are no tickets together now. They're all single tickets, basically, for the basketball scrimmage against DePaul. Keep your fingers crossed for bad weather, or for good weather, I should say, so they don't have... Sorry, I meant good weather. You know what I meant, Isaac. You're over there laughing.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
I know. You're over there laughing, but I meant good weather, and I don't know why I said bad weather, but that's the way it is. Talked about Caitlin Clark and all of her attributes there as well, and one thing you were waiting for, Mark, you had to wait a long time to hear it, though.
Yeah, two things that struck me. Number one, Dukes was wrong. Because when it was first announced that Iowa and DePaul would meet in a scrimmage at Kinnick Stadium, I thought there was no way this thing would draw 30,000 people. And according to Beth Getz today, they're at that number right now. So when you're wrong, you're wrong. Admit it and move on. Hit me up on the text line, as a couple already have. That's fine. You can't win them all, okay? The second piece is, and I think a lot of people are with me on this, will Beth Getz carry over the threshold that Gary Barta established for Brian's offense this year? That is scoring 25 points a game. And she says, yes, it's in place, but at the end of the day, they will look at things throughout the season. Doesn't want it to be a distraction. Hey, if you didn't want it to be a distraction,
exactly,
do away with it. It's stupid in the first place. And it's stupid now. 25 points a game. That's what you don't measure football teams on points per game. And I fully understand that this offense has not performed to fans' expectations, Brian's expectations. I mean, this is the same guy whose offense has posted two of the top 10 scoring offenses in school history since he took over in 2016, averaging over 30 points a game in 18 and 20. Granted, 20 was a COVID year, but I think it's a stupid threshold. You run the risk of being a distraction. You're going to have a tote board on some people's Twitter feeds and elsewhere. I would have been really happy if she would have said, we reevaluated it and the threshold is gone, but we will evaluate things at the end of the year.
Your thoughts, welcome. 319-366-1600. Would you have done away with that? I'm with you there, Mark. Beth did say that she does. They will attack this week in and week out. She doesn't want it to be a distraction. It's going to be a distraction. If Iowa comes out against Utah State and wins, let's say, 13-3, 16-7, something like that, with the defense setting up the offense maybe putting up one touchdown, let's just say, use that as an example, play devil's advocate here. You don't think that what is going to be the number one thing that we are going to be talking about on that Tuesday after Labor Day? Because we will not be on Labor Day.
Absolutely. I mean, the 25 points does not even represent Brian Ferentz's offense. It's points scored as a team. And we know how many points the Iowa defense and special teams scored last year. So, I mean, this threshold doesn't really speak to the offense in particular.
We're going to be talking about that is my main point. Not going to be talking about an Iowa victory over Utah State. We're going to be getting ready for the Cy-Hawk game, depending on what Iowa State does, of course, in their game against UNI. But we're going to be talking about the lack of offense, and what does this mean? And, oh, this has got to be picked up a little bit. What does and then Brian's going to have to score 29 points a game to keep up with this. So, yeah, I don't see it not being a distraction. do not see it not being a distraction. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class on KGYM. 4702 says, I don't care about the points, just win. I hope we win every game 6-4. Being a sports talk person in Eastern Iowa, 4702, it would make for a very, very fun but unusual fall. And I really don't want to go down that rabbit hole every week.
Well, that was the most unusual game maybe in Iowa history. That's saying a lot. 6-4 win at Penn State. Just a very, very odd game. But I think a lot of people are with 4702. If you can just win, who cares?
For the moment. For the moment. Hey, third quarter, I'm playing devil's advocate here. Third quarter, opening game in a few weeks against Utah State. Offense is not moving the ball. They run it on a third down and 6. You don't think you're going to hear it? You don't think Brian Ferentz is going to hear it? You don't think Kirk Ferentz is going to hear it at that time? They're going to hear it. They're going to hear it. Sure as 30,000 people are going to be at Kinnick for a women's basketball scrimmage.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how close of attention people pay to this threshold. 17-76. If Iowa scores 47 in the first game and then scores 3 the next one, are Iowa's whiny Brian haters going to be happy they are averaging 25?
Nope. Absolutely not. What have you done for me lately in the last 10 minutes or so? The society we live in, and I think that's kind of going to be the way it is. Keep the text coming. Love to hear from our listeners out there. Again, 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class on KGYM as we are getting ready to talk to John Bonenkamp. Covers the Iowa Hawkeyes, covers a lot of things, and we'll talk with John coming up here in about 15 minutes or so. May get to a little bit of baseball as well, but as we mentioned, we've got football news. We've got a little bit of news as far as expansion or possible expansion is concerned. Nothing new, no schools moving today, but we got heavy hitters going to bat for some schools. Condoleezza Rice wants Stanford to join the ACC. George W. Bush wants SMU to be in the ACC. People are stepping up here. It's going to be interesting to see where this all ends up. Trev Alberts, the Nebraska athletic director, saying in the last 24 hours he foresees some big movement yet to come. That's what he is sticking to anyway, what he said and sticking to it. I don't know. We'll find out. You've got everybody riled up, or we do anyway, Mark, about Brian. Yes, 52-68, I think, is in the arena that really doesn't care what the score is going to be. He hopes they can make the band Chicago happy, winning 25 or 6-4. If you are a Chicago fan, you know exactly what that means. Very good song, by the way. Do you have any idea the group Chicago, Isaac?
Yes, I know that one.
Okay, very good. You know 25 or 6-4?
Yes. Okay. I know some music things.
Okay. Gold star for you today. Gold star. Let's see. What else do we have? 6881 says Beth needs to wake up and smell the coffee. Is that for the Brian Ferentz clause, Mark?
I'm not sure.
I'm not either. Ralph, any season goal should stay amongst the team in the locker room. The team should not let the public or even the, quote, uppers, unquote, at Iowa dictate their expectations. Well, that was what a lot of people had to say about
when you have it in a contract, it's a public record. Open records laws are in effect. And many in the Iowa media take advantage of that particular vehicle. And, you know, if it's in the contract, as it is, It's open game. But I agree with Ralph.
And 6881 does reiterate by saying yes. Beth needs to wake up and smell the coffee as far as the Brian Ferentz contract is concerned. So 6881 agreeing with you, Mark. Get rid of it. .40-24 moving schools is good for football, but what about the other sports? Yeah, we've talked about that before as far as conference expansion is concerned. Well, here's the other side of things. Leo in Iowa City saying the donors pay the bills and they need some sort of public benchmark, so he is for the 25-point threshold. They were none too happy after last season. And I think it's going to, if that clause is still there, and it sounds like it is, I think it is going to go on a weekly basis, that's for sure. People are going to be real happy some weeks, and there are going to be other weeks where people are going to be very unhappy about that and what the Iowa offense is doing.
I think Leo was pretty happy with the woodshed game, too. Brian Ferentz had a part of that.
Yep, did. And the defense did as well. Very much so. 319-366-1600. 69-36, the point clause may be arbitrary, but shows that Beth is committed to progress and not imposing a new agenda. Like I said, she said all the right things about making sure that, academics are going to be in order. As far as talking about the portal and NIL, kind of stuck to what the NCAA, I think, is probably told a lot of people to say as far as that subject is concerned, that COVID years had a lot to do with that, and with the extra year being granted by the NCAA due to COVID, that it's kind of mixed the waters up a little bit as far as the transfer portal and NIL is concerned. I think it's going to be a lot of the same things that Gary Barta was pushing as far as a lot of the agendas, but I think on a more modern scale, if that makes any sense, working with the Swarm and other entities like that to try to push the Iowa athletic program to even bigger heights. That is, I think, what Beth is going to try to accomplish, or at least that's what I took from it today in Iowa City.
Yeah, and I think when Iowa comes around to hiring a permanent AD, it's a huge decision. I tend to favor Getz right now, but this school has had only three athletic directors since 1970. Many of those years, Bump Elliott, you can like or dislike what Barta did or Bowlesby did or even Bump did. But that has been a position of stability, and Getz enters on an interim basis right now with not many ADs coming in would have this kind of stability with Brands and Bluter and McCaffrey and Ferentz, among others, running your programs. That's a great advantage.
Mm-hmm. 0497 adding, it's an unrealistic goal, the 25 points a game. Just gives them a reason to get rid of him without any legal repercussions. And then 4010 weighing in with wins over Iowa State and Wisconsin, getting the Big Ten West title and not being embarrassed in the Big Ten championship game goes a long ways toward forgiveness for Brian. You're shaking your head, Isaac. You agree.
Well, yeah, wins always cure everything. If you win games and the offense doesn't look terrible, at least looks like they can stay competitive against, especially in the Big Ten championship game, fans are going to be fine with them.
Got to get there first.
Yeah, you got to get there, and you got to win. And the rivalry games is a big point, too. Iowa's been pretty successful in rivalry games, and if you lose those, that kind of leaves a sour taste in a lot of Iowa fans' mouth.
By the way, speaking of rivalry games, before we get to the Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update, I found it very interesting that of all the pictures from the Iowa State Fair, that corporations and companies put out on Twitter, et cetera, on social networking. And you've got, of course, Iowa and Iowa State with the arrangement of trophies in their area. I thought it was very interesting.
State Fair highlights are appointment viewing in my mind.
Yes, they are. Thank you, Mark. Love watching the State Fair highlights every night. Not going to make it this year, but it gives you the sense that you are there. 70-10 says college football has jumped the shark. Well, perhaps.
It remains to be seen.
Perhaps. I don't think you ain't seen nothing yet, folks. I think there's going to be big changes yet to come down the line.
I don't think you can really knock it until you've really seen it still, too. I mean, I don't know. You could see these changes and end up loving them. Would I bet on that? Most likely, I think it's going to be weird and really weird, awkward the first little bit, but you never know. Sometimes you can be surprised but with some of the changes.
I think you're going to see, like it's been talked about, I think you're going to see the Power Fives, at least in football, break away from the NCAA, have their own entity. Who knows if there's going to be a Power Five? There may be a Power Three by the time this is all said and done. We don't know as of yet. Mark, going to throw it to you for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Lindale Mall. They are next to the Home Depot, and they are local, of course. Wet your whistle with drinks from their fully stocked bar. Bring the whole family for friendly service in their dining area. They're open at 4 o'clock. Beautiful day to be out on the patio today. Just make sure you hold down your napkins and things like that. A little breeze out there, but feels good, especially with 90-plus degree temperatures in the offing for the next week or so. Thanks to everybody in Emil's Hideaway at emilshideaway.com.
Major League Baseball scoreboard, an abbreviated slate today. Kansas City leading Seattle 4-2, top of the eighth inning. And just ending the second inning, Boston and Washington scoreless. They're playing the BMW Championships, the top 50 players in the FedEx Cup Tour today and through Sunday at Olympia Fields in Chicago. A tough track right now. Two leaders are Matt Fitzpatrick and Sahith Theegala, both at 4 under, and they have completed play. Tough news here. Austin Fife of Northern Iowa has announced he is medically retiring from college basketball. He faced complications from COVID and never really was the same. So certainly was an asset to that UNI program. Former Iowa wrestler Tony Ramos has been named interim head coach at North Carolina. And finally, I'm going to yield to Isaac on the big news in U.S. women's soccer.
It was inevitable. I think both of you guys could have guessed that this was coming. Yeah, Vlatko, head coach, gone.
Vlatko, gone, go.
Yeah, he deserved that.
He resigned. He didn't get fired,
He did
right?
not. Yeah, they did allow him to resign.
Well, they gave him the option.
They gave him the opportunity to resign.
Resigned.
He was going to leave no matter what. So it was pretty much, you resign or we're going to fire you. And resigning looks better. So, yeah, I mean, deserved. You can't have the worst performance that the U.S. Women's National Team has ever had in a Women's World Cup and expect to keep your job and have a really bad performance in the Olympics. Can't happen. Who they hire, I don't know. I assume it'll probably be maybe someone from the NWSL. Maybe I saw something about Jamaica's head coach. I don't know if they have any, you know, short list or anything like that, but it's a interesting job. There's a ton of pressure on it where if you do not perform well, you're gone. There's a ton of talent in the team, obviously, and you have a chance to, it would be nice to follow Vlatko. I'll say that. It's an easy follow compared to following Jill Ellis, who won 2 World Cups. You're following the guy who performed the worst at the Women's World Cup. So I don't think it can. I don't. Whoever gets the next job, I don't think could do much worse than he did.
The women's national team, though, is at a crossroads, and you've talked about it. It's. I liken it a little bit to the time that open wheel racing had, you know, Foyt, Andretti, Rutherford, Mears, all those people retire at the same time. And that's what the U.S. women's team is facing.
Yeah, they have a ton of young talent, too. So the next coach will really be able to mold the team and how they want them to play with a lot of, you know, Lynn Williams, Trinity Rodman, a lot of young attacking talent. And I assume you'll keep some of the veteran players, but just for experience sake, but they're not going to play a significant role anymore. And you're going to see a lot of new names that some people probably aren't going to be used to seeing.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned. Isaac will keep you updated on it.
Yeah.
I will. For a new coach. All right. We'll take a break. 3:31. Come back, and we're going to talk to John Bonenkamp. Plenty to discuss, and we'll do that when we return. You're listening to The Gym Class here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on The Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast, and we're going to have plenty of sunshine today. It's going to be comfortable and breezy. Temperatures will be in the mid to upper 70s. Tonight, mostly clear skies, and we'll drop down to a low around 50. Tomorrow, we'll have hazy skies due to wildfire smoke moving back in overhead. Temperatures will stay in the low to mid 80s, and the humidity stays low. We are going to have the heat getting cranked up, though, over the weekend. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
As Xavier students soak up the final days of summer break, sports are just starting to gear up. The boys' golf team got in the swing last Thursday, placing second in an MVC Super Meet at Thunder Hills Country Club in Dubuque. The Xavier volleyball team will hit the court next Tuesday at Cedar Rapids Jefferson. Xavier football will kick off their season on the road Friday, August 25th at Waverly Shell Rock. And the boys and girls cross-country teams will get in their first meet on Saturday, August 26th in the Prairie Invitational. In July, girls basketball coach Tom Lilly was inducted into the National High School Athletic Coaches Association Hall of Fame. He's led the Saints to 15 state appearances and 5 state titles. Congratulations, Coach Lilly.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimberg Company, family-owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimberg Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
The biggest pro football contests in Vegas are back and bigger than ever with $14 million in guaranteed prizes only at Circa Sports. Enter in Nevada, play from anywhere, 2 ways to win and no rake. Play Circa Million, make 5 picks against the spread each week with quarterly and full season payouts, or join Circa Survivor. Select one team each week straight up. Last the longest to win it all. $14 million in guaranteed prizes. Visit CircaSports.com for details. Circus Sports Iowa encourages you to gamble responsibly. Problems with gambling? Call or visit 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Tune into The Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
It's Wrangler season out there. T-shirt days, denim jacket nights. A pair of broken-in jeans you could live in. Open roads, endless horizons, no destinations. This is when adventure starts calling. And you need to be ready in jeans that are made for the unpredictable journey that we call life. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who pay attention to every little detail. The ones who fuss, tinker, and sweat the small stuff. Because you know the tiniest thing can make the biggest difference when it comes to keeping business moving. We get it. We're the same way. Offering access to product experts to help you quickly and easily find what you need. So whatever your industry, you know you're always getting professional-grade products. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
3:34, we are back with you on a Thursday edition of The Gym Class on KGYM. Final Friday topic of the summer coming up tomorrow. We'll let you in on that coming up here in just a little bit. Justin, loving your soccer coverage. But Justin, he is not wearing a kit today. No kit today.
Not today. I might wear, if England wins I do have an England kit. I might wear that on Monday if they win.
Okay.
I do not have a Spain one. So, again, I'm going to buy the kit of whoever does end up winning.
Very good. We will look forward to that. Looking forward to talking to John Bonenkamp, the Swiss Army knife of all things coverage here in Eastern Iowa and in Western Illinois as well. IowaCollegeHoops.com, the AP, Hawkeye Nation, and you name it, he's on it. He joins us here.
I'm everywhere.
You're everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm torn here because if you do not know this, our good friend Spencer, who hosts Spencer on Sports before us, will be after us starting on the 29th, is a huge Milwaukee Brewer fan. As we all know, you are a huge Los Angeles Dodger fan.
Yes.
And you have made it known that the Dodger Blue has won their last 10.
Yes. Cream rises to the top. We always know that. And sometimes it takes a little bit longer, but the cream is now at the top of the National League West. So I like where they're at right now.
Whatever you did to Lance Lynn, I have no idea. Cannot fathom it after watching him sort of throw for a while until I got disgusted. So whatever you did, bravo to you and the Dodgers.
They have a way of just fixing guys, whether it's, I mean, you know, like old veteran players. I mean, Jason Hayward has had a really nice season for them. And who would have thought that this time last year with the Cubs? You talk about Lance Lynn and what he's done so far. You know, Kike Hernandez came back, you know, after a couple years with the Red Sox and was just a mess, and he has played very well for them in these 3 weeks. Ahmed Rosario played. I mean, they somehow or another, they know how to get things out of guys, and it always impresses me how they do it.
John, you were at Kids Day at Kinnick Stadium. Tell us about the debut of the hot dog cannon.
Hey, I got to shoot the hot dog cannon on Friday.
No.
And, yes, this was a highlight of my life, getting a chance to do this. I mean, you don't get too many opportunities like this in your career. And I'll tell you what, that thing's got some pop to it. Mm. And it doesn't have much of a kickback, but it gets good range. And so the chance to have shot Der Wiener Schlinger, you can't pass that up, and I couldn't pass that up on Friday.
It does not destroy the hot dog, right?
No. I mean, they wrap them up pretty tight, and you know, they get off pretty good shot with it. So it won't fall. Hopefully, it doesn't fall apart, you know, on game day. But you know, there can be accidents that happen. But you know, still, it's an impressive device. So
interesting. Well, we had to get that out of the way. That's the
sure,
big, big questions.
Again, big moments.
Yes, big
These
moments.
Big moments. You can't. Yeah.
Big moments
I'll
like that.
Help me ask the tough questions, John.
What was the? Could you hear the inhale and then maybe the exhale when Cade McNamara went down?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I said to somebody else, when some guys got a history of injuries, and this is the guy that you are planning on being the savior of this offense, and he just crumples, you know, that's going to scare anybody. And, you know, and to see him get up, walk away, and granted, there was a limp, but, you know, I mean, to see him, and hear Kirk say it's not that bad, not that bad of an injury as what it could have been, I think there was a sigh of relief. But, I mean, that's going to be, I mean, you know, that's one of those things that when you're an Iowa fan, you just think the worst is going to happen sometimes. And I think everybody thought that on Saturday. And then once, you know, you kind of figured out it wasn't as bad as what you thought, it's like, okay. But still, it's you know, everybody's going to be watching him this year. I mean, just to see if he can make it through a full season and be healthy and really help this offense out.
John, granted, there was only one practice, but did the offensive line look any better?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to tell. And I always kind of, you know, I always kind of couch, you know, because it is intra-squad, and sometimes you don't know. And then on one hand, you want to say, you know, Iowa's defensive line looks really good. But on the other hand, it's like they're going to face a lot of good defensive lines. So they're going to have to be better. I have thought this year that this would be a better offensive line than last year. I might be a little skeptical now. And it's going to be one of those things I think is going to be a work in progress for the first couple of games. And I thought maybe they would be a little bit farther ahead of the game than what they are now. But I think the pieces are there. It's, okay, how do all these pieces fit? Where do you know, that sort of thing. But I think you're going to run into kind of what they've run into the last couple of years, where you just, you know, there were just a lot of deals, you know, situations early on that where they struggled. And you know, 2 years ago they got better as the season went on. Last year they really didn't. And I think this year they're going to have to show that improvement if this offense is going to be good.
Was there a moment you had to look up on the roster, who is this guy? maybe a couple of moments anyway, that maybe somebody that caught your eye that that had a really nice kid's day.
You know, I've been this way since the spring, even though we really didn't see him in the spring. And I'm a Seth Anderson guy. I like the wide receiver because, and part of that, I told somebody it's my Rams DNA that I have. that you know, I mean, Flipper's son. So, you know, Flipper was really good. Flipper was a big part of those teams in the early 90s. His son's going to be good too. I think that he's going to be the kind of the surprise of this wide receiver group. And I hope he is because I think he can be a really good piece for this team. He's an experienced receiver. You know, everybody's kind of looking at other guys, and I think he's going to be a guy that maybe surprises people.
John Beth Getz, interim Iowa athletic director, said today, among other things, that the point threshold for Brian Ferentz is still in place.
Yeah.
Good or bad? Good or bad?
I don't think it's going to be that much of an issue. It's going to be an issue by the people who continue to talk about it. And, you know, if we're sitting here in November and they're 10-1 going into Nebraska, but they're averaging 24 a game, I don't think we're going to care. You know, it's just going to be one of those things I think people are going to talk about. But I don't think within the institution, and when I say the institution, within the department, within the administration, I don't think it's going to be a big deal for them. And I think in their mind, it's let's see how many games they can win. Let's see, you know, if they can win the Big Ten West, get to Indianapolis, get to a bowl game. You know, we're going to probably make a bigger deal out of it than they are, I think.
What happens if these games are 13-7, 16-7, 16-10?
Yeah, I mean, you know, and Kirk brought that up at Big Ten Media Day, that, you know, you go back to that one, to the second Orange Bowl year and how many points they scored that year, but nobody really cared because they were playing in the Orange Bowl, you know, and they win that game. And it's like, it's kind of an eye of the beholder thing. And it stood out last year just because it was such a struggle. But, you know, at the end of the day, also when you look at last year, if they would have scored exactly 25 points in every game, they would have won 10 games. You know, so, you know, would people have taken that? Absolutely they would have taken that. So, you know, like I said, I think it's going to be a bigger deal for us than it is for them.
The Iowa men's basketball, well, the women were overseas as well, but you can read too much into what happens in these three games. But I'm of the opinion this is the type of team that really needed this, and the averages, you know, set those aside. But in terms of the chemistry, this team, I think it was needed.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's good to get. And Fran, you know, when I talked to Fran this summer, and he said, you know, it's a chance to see guys in a game situation before you get into November. And so I think you got to see that. And again, the competition maybe wasn't that good. I think in the last game they probably played some talented players from the way it looked. But I think you got an idea of what these guys can do. And I think this is probably a better team than what people think. And if you can work out some of the kinks and you can get a rotation down, and you can build some chemistry when you get into the meat of the Big Ten play in January. This can be, I think, a pretty good basketball team.
You got to see quite a little bit more than we did of the two kids out of the Quad Cities, especially, I think, Owen Freeman, who averaged a double-double. Now, again,
yes.
Temper that a little bit. But,
right. Right, exactly.
But this kid, I think this kid's going to help.
Yeah, I think he's a big kid, got a lot of size. Again, there's going to be a learning curve, you know, coming out of high school. But the tools are all there. And so it's just if you learn to play as a freshman, you learn the physicality of what the Big Ten is. I mean, this is a kid that's going to go get him points, get him rebounds. Fran really liked him this summer. I think he really liked what he saw, you know, and I think he realizes this could be a long-term piece for them. And so I think he probably is going to be one of those players. I remember a couple of years ago I told people, you know, you're going to really like Peyton Sanford, and I think they do. I think I'm going to be saying the same thing about him in November because I think people are going to really like him.
John, do you miss affiliated baseball, or do you like what's going on in Burlington?
Yeah, I do. This year was a lot of fun. You know, it's the third year now of being in this league. It's getting kind of a reputation among some of the college players that are coming in. Owen Oreskovich, who's the manager, he's coach out at Mount Mercy. He's his second year as manager, third year in the organization, been able to find a lot of kids. They had a lot of talent. These kids really like being there, and they like being a chance, you know, getting a chance to play there. I had a lot of fun covering them. They're fun guys to talk to, and they really got along well. And it's, you know, yeah, sometimes the baseball can be a little rough, but from the way I like the game, it's really a lot of fun, and you're not dealing with all the, you know, the crap with Major League Baseball that's going on. And, yeah, would I wish they were still an affiliate? Sure, because you get to see some guys. But you're starting to see some guys come through this league that are getting drafted. And these are guys that can rise through the majors. And I think that people are starting to appreciate it a lot more now. And this year, to me, was a lot of fun.
Hey, I wanted to ask you a question. You were in Macomb yesterday. By the way,
yep.
Fine burger joint. Yep. I don't want to give any plugs away, but
okay.
It's good. In Macomb, we know that. It's a different vibe, obviously, being at Western Illinois' Media Day than the University of Iowa's Media Day. But,
right.
You know, being at some of, like, the Co's and whatnot, it's kind of refreshing, to be honest with you. Do you find that as well?
Yep, I do, and I really find that during basketball. And, you know, it's fun that, I mean, there aren't a lot of people that cover the team. It's still good football. I've seen, you know, I covered Western Illinois regularly for a lot of years, and a lot of those guys went on to the NFL. And, you know, that's such a good league for football, the Missouri Valley Football Conference is. You know, they're moving to the Ohio Valley next year, which is kind of it's going to be a different level of competition, I think, but it's good for them because you're playing a lot of schools that look like you. But I really like going over there. You know, it's hey, you want to come over to practice? Just let us know. You know, hey, you know, you get a lot more access with these guys than what you get at Iowa, and you can see some really cool things. I did last year during basketball, you know, and it's a lot of fun for me. It's a change of pace, and I really like it. It kind of keeps things going. You know, like I said, I've seen some really good basketball. I've seen a lot of good football over the years. And, you know, I mean, it's a lot of fun for me.
It is. It is. And like you said, last year in the Missouri Valley, but I think it's a good move for Western Illinois. I mean,
yeah,
it's tough to keep up with the Dakotas and
right.
even the UNIs to a certain extent.
Yeah. And, I mean, you look at that. There was a chart USA Today had this year on the spending and the revenues from some of these schools. And, you know, North Dakota and North Dakota State are making three times the revenue and spending three times the money that Western Illinois is overall. And it's like, you just can't compete with that. That's an arms race. And, you know, when they moved to the Ohio Valley, somebody said to the AD something about, well, Vanderbilt doesn't lead the SEC. And he's like, well, but Vanderbilt gets a pretty good check from the SEC. You know, and he said, we don't get that TV revenue here, you know. And so it is going to be a different level of competition. Same division, obviously, but you're playing schools that look like you and spend like you. And I think that makes a big difference.
John, last from me, I wanted to know your opinion. Are you surprised or not at the scope of the gambling investigation that we're in the midst of, hopefully the end of, at Iowa and Iowa State, particularly from the standpoint of guys betting on or against their own team?
Yeah. Last week, the charges that came out last week, that's when it felt real. Because you saw, A, guys were betting on their own team and then playing in games that they were betting on. And you saw some big names in that group, too. Or familiar names, I think is probably what better way to put it. And, yeah, I mean, you knew that something like this was bound to happen at some point. And, you know, one of the questions I asked Beth Getz is does this change how you guys educate these players? And she's like, you know, we're really going to have to start stressing more and more, hey, you can't do this. You know, and I think this is going to be a cautionary tale down the road. You know, I've just been texting with a friend of mine who's an attorney. She's like, I would love to be an attorney for some of these guys because it does feel like selective prosecution. And so there's going to be some things come out of this, I think, that will be interesting. But you knew it was coming at some point at some school, and it just happened to be happening here. So.
And I don't think it's going to be the end of it. I think you're going to hear it from other schools.
No. Oh, yeah, because every department of every DCI in the country in every state is starting to look into this stuff because they're going to say, hey, if this is going on there, it's going on here. It has to be.
Yeah. Hey, before we let you go, answer a poll question. Will any player reach the 60 home run milestone this season?
No.
Going one
more? Somebody will come close, but I don't think anybody will.
Okay. Okay. I'd say maybe 52 to 55. Is that doable?
That's probably in that range, I would think. I mean, Mookie Betts may get to that point at some point, but no, I don't know. I just can't see anybody getting to 60. I can see somebody getting to 50, but not 60.
Well, Brady Anderson hit 50 one year. Come on.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So you never know what could happen.
Well, I do know what happened on that one.
Yeah, I can do it.
We know what happened on that one.
Exactly. So.
All right. Hey, John, thanks for the time. Appreciate it. Keep up the great work, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks for having me on. See you later.
All right. John Bonenkamp, give him a follow on Twitter, at John Bonenkamp. Does a great job covering Iowa and Western Illinois, and you name it. He's on it. We'll take a break, come back, wrap things up here on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class right after this.
Get ready for Oktoberfest in Uptown Marion September 16th. Sample tasty suds from 30 Iowa breweries. Enjoy live music and games. Your general admission ticket includes access to breweries and a commemorative tasting glass. There's also a VIP option that gets you in an hour early with exclusive samples and swag. Raise your glass at Oktoberfest September 16th along 7th Avenue in Uptown Marion. Presented by Sheets Forest Draper Insurance and the Marion Chamber of Commerce. Get your tickets now at eventbrite.com. Must be 21 or older.
Advanced Electrical Services is looking for an experience-based journeyman and electrician helpers. This is an excellent chance to start your career or take it up a notch. You'll work full-time, year-round. Come use your skills to do high-quality work for this local, family-owned company with a positive culture and top reputation in the community. Visit advancedelectrical.com to see what they're about. Then call to set up a time to apply in person. Advanced Electrical Services in Iowa City is an equal opportunity employer. Women and minorities are encouraged to apply.
3:54, wrapping things up on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Coming up tomorrow, our final Friday topic. And we kicked a couple of things around here. And do we want to flip a coin, Mark, or what do we want to do here for tomorrow?
No, go with yours.
Go with mine. Okay. So here's what we're going to do. Since we are on the eve of the football season, we are going to go with and keep – don't do tongue-in-cheek stuff with this, but – what are your biggest and may be wacky at this time, but might not end up being wacky. What are your football forecasts for this year? Doesn't have to be Iowa or Iowa State. Just do you have an inkling? The Detroit Lions are going to win the NFC. The Detroit Lions will go to the Super Bowl for the first time in franchise history. Bold predictions for the 2023 football season. High school, college, pro, what have you. We're going to take those coming up tomorrow here on the Gym Class on KGYM as we get ready for the football season, which is ticking away closer and closer and closer. We have an NFL preseason game tonight, week two getting underway. It'll be the Cleveland Browns and the Philadelphia Eagles from the Link in Philadelphia. That is a 6:30 start coming up this evening. And as we mentioned, a very light slate on the baseball scoreboard. Adam Wainwright will try for another victory tonight as the Cardinals entertain the New York Mets. And Lance Lynn will go for win number four. And his Dodgers will take on the Milwaukee Brewers. Corbin Burnes on the mound for Milwaukee in that one. As we told you a moment ago with John, our poll question at Hawkeye Title and Settlement poll question at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Remind the folks, if you can, again, Mark.
I can. Will any player reach the 60, that's 6-0, home run milestone this season? Yes or no?
John said no. I tend to agree with him. 60, I think, is going to be a lot to get to. I think 50, we'll see if maybe a small handful, maybe get to 55. I don't see 60. Maybe baseball needs an in-season tournament. I don't know. Maybe we'll touch upon that coming up tomorrow. I think it's a very interesting experiment. I think it's interesting. Going to see how the players react to it. Coming up, the NBA season, the schedule announced today, and they will have an in-season tournament. Very soccer-like, too, as a matter of fact. Group play and then a knockout stage. So that should be an entertaining coming up. Have a good night, gentlemen, and we will talk tomorrow at 3.
Sounds great. Talk then.
All right, stay tuned. Todd Rommelkamp Show coming your way next from 4 until 6 right here on KGYM.
Broken bricks, falling fences, damaged doors, Gorilla Glue. Of course. It's incredible.